Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard across the East End on 96.9 FM in Western Suffolk. I'm Michael Mackey. Suffolk County Water Authority officials have expanded water emergency conditions declared in Southampton Village to its customers in the entire town of Southampton, along with Southold, East Hampton, and Shelter Island. Nicholas Spangler and Vera Chinesi report on Newsday.com that the declaration of a Stage 1 water emergency for those East End towns was made to ensure that there is sufficient water for firefighting and other emergency purposes. Water Authority and municipal officials said at a Tuesday morning news conference. It comes just days after the state designated Long Island and more than 20 other counties to be on drought watch. Customers of the authority, which serves 1.2 million users and is the largest groundwater supplier in the country, were asked to stop all irrigation between midnight and 7 a.m., refrain from all non-essential water use, and reduce shower times. Authorities fear that overuse could leave the system with a low supply at a critical moment. During early morning peak hours, in the event there's a fire requiring drawing a lot of water quickly from fire hydrants, there's a high possibility that water will not be available, Water Authority Chairman Patrick Halpin said at yesterday's news conference. A brush fire at the same time as a house or business fire could be a catastrophe, said Halpin. In a Stage 2 emergency, the authority would seek to stop use of all lawn irrigation systems, an agency spokesman wrote in an email. We've never had to go to a Stage 2. Warnings have been posted on websites for the Suffolk County Water Authority and Southampton Village, where the situation is especially dire. LIPA's chief executive, its employees, and new recruits would receive new pay perks under programs expected to be rolled out this year and next. Mark Harrington reports on Newsday.com that a consulting group has outlined a new chief executive compensation plan that provides for a pay boost of up to 5%, plus the rate of inflation, depending on performance and an analysis of his pay compared with industry peers. In 2021, LIPA Chief Tom Falcone received $335,732 in total compensation. LIPA already has approved a deferred compensation plan for employees, executives, and new recruits. It's now 72 degrees. PSEG Long Island and Stop & Shop are teaming up again this summer to collect food for Island Harvest Food Bank and will be collecting food donations at the Riverhead Stop & Shop this Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the second annual Power to Feed Long Island summer-long food drive started with a collection July 1st in Massapequa and consists of six collections at Stop & Shop supermarkets in Nassau and Suffolk, including this coming Friday's August 5th event in Riverhead. Food insecurity affects more Long Island families than people may realize. In fact, hundreds of thousands of Long Island families struggle with hunger and food insecurity throughout the year. But the struggle grows more acute during the summer months when there's no food being given out at schools to kids. After the Riverhead Town Planning Board made public its plan to reschedule a public hearing on a site plan application for 680 Elton Street in Riverhead, where a firearms dealer is planning to open a gun shop and indoor shooting range, Supervisor Yvette Aguiar stepped in to stop the hearing from going forward. Denise Civiletti and Alec Lewis report on RiverheadLocal.com that Aguiar said yesterday she directed the Planning Board not to hold a public hearing on the application yet, and Planning Board Chairperson Joanne Waskey agreed. It's off the agenda, Aguiar said. The Planning Board agenda posted on the town website listed a resolution scheduling a public hearing on the 680 Elton Street site plan, though the packet of draft resolutions also posted on the Riverhead Town website did not include the resolution listed on the agenda. A June 2nd hearing on the site plan was adjourned when planning staff realized that a tenant planned to operate a retail gun shop there. The site is located in the Commercial Residential Campus Zoning Use District, which does not allow retail uses except as customarily incidental to a use allowed by the code. Anthony Niosi, a principal in Niosi Firearms Development, a tenant at the Elton Street site, confirmed Tuesday his proposed uses have not changed. During yesterday's town board meeting, Residents and local civic groups again spoke in support of changes to the zoning code to address firearm business uses. Aguiar said in an interview after the meeting that she would be open to creating an advisory committee of residents to help draft a code regarding the use of sales of firearms in Riverhead. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.